Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hurts is back. Hurts is looking. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He fires on the run. And it is caught. Touchdown, Dallas Goedert.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
What
Dallas
a play.
Goedert, such good hands. But Jalen Hurts, Merrill, climbing the pocket and throwing a dart on the run to Dallas Goedert.
What a play by Dallas Goedert.
Well, good catch by Goedert. I thought it was a great play by Hurts. Who had a number of good plays. He's played much better, obviously, the last 2 weeks. I thought the middle of the game, Hurts was a little shaky for a portion.
Ball's coming out quicker.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, he's looking good, which is
and
great to
see. He's taking risks. He's, you know, throwing some tight windows. More than he was, at least.
I agree with that. Good job by the Eagles. And, of course, you know, the question then goes, where do they stand big picture in your mind? Not to mention to play the starters or not versus Buffalo, which is a game where the Eagles could get closer to the 2 seed. But probably won't. So Eagles have to win 2, Bears have to lose 2. So the question is whether it's even worth it to go for trying for that 2 seed by playing the starters, yes or no. Let us know. 215-592-9494.
So one thing to bring up that Dan Wilson pointed out in a caller as well that is technically true. Carolina does have Seattle and Tampa coming up, so it's a tough schedule.
Now, hold on. Carolina.
But if Carolina wins out and the Eagles lose out, the Eagles would be the 4 seed and Carolina would be the 3 seed. So like, and that would be the Rams in the 5 seed. Theoretically,
Carolina has the tiebreaker over the Eagles because they're better record.
So, who's Carolina's 2 teams?
It's Seattle and Tampa, so it's tough.
Yeah.
But you do still have to, you don't want to be the 4 seed.
No, you don't. You don't want to be the 4 seed. Okay. That's good to know. That's good intel. Here's some more intel. Matt Gelb from the Athletic, some interesting reporting after the Strom trade. So, Strom was traded on Friday, and Gelb reported this over the weekend. He said, while the Phillies felt 3 trusted lefties, now again, let's talk about who the 3s were. It was Strom, Alvarado, and Banks. So he's saying, while the Phillies felt 3 trusted lefty relievers were something of a luxury, team sources said Strom was deemed expendable because of a growing friction between the pitcher and the team. Strom, never reluctant to share his opinions, clashed with coaches and club officials on numerous issues. But teammates considered Strom a winning player who was willing to take the ball. That all follows suit with pretty much what we thought, John.
I mean, I hope Dombrowski didn't. Tough minded. He wants it. He's a little bit crazy in a good way.
I hope Dombrowski didn't, with what he said publicly, make his value lower than it should have been. Because when Dombrowski said what he said at the press conference, it's like
certainly didn't help the value, Joe.
No, I mean, if the world knows you're probably about to dump the guy.
Yeah, that wasn't wise.
I mean, I don't think Howie Roseman would say it.
No, definitely not.
So that's 2 things. It's the Bryce Harper stuff that he said that he had to backtrack and call Bryce and basically probably apologize and this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with that said, I mean, Strom only had 1 year left on his deal, so there's only so much you're going to get when a guy's about to be a free agent in 12 months, but, you know, cuts both ways. All right, 215-592-9494. Your reaction to everything with the Eagles, where it goes big picture. We'll get to the Bat of the Bone Award shortly. Drew in Westchester. Drew, what's going on, bud?
Good morning to the repeat NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. How we doing, folks?
Fantastic.
How about it, Drew?
Hey, happy. I know you guys got some time off. Happy holidays to everyone before I get into my Eagles stuff. And pregnant Becca, if you happen to be listening, I wish you a safe and healthy pregnancy and hope our kids somehow end up friends because you and your husband seem like incredibly cool people.
Yeah.
That was
That was a funny phone call on Friday.
On Friday. Yeah, so I felt I thought there was some really good stuff. I know it's a much worse Commanders team, but it kind of reminded me of that Thursday night game at the Link the teams played last year, where they played like a Eagles played a bad first half. They go down, they go into halftime trailing like 10-6, and just came out and dominated.
True. Let me make it simple. It was a formula win by the Eagles. It was ugly for good portions, and they won it pretty convincingly. It's a formula win.
Is it formula win? I thought there's some attention to detail stuff to clean up, but I thought a lot of stuff looked like 2024. And I don't know if you've kind of like followed this or not. There is a chance the Eagles might be the only team to repeat as division champs this year from last year. There's a couple of other teams that could blow it up, but right now they're the only leader. I have a thought on the 2-point conversion stuff.
Go for it.
Time,
yeah, go for it. Sure.
So look, you could tell me I'm being naive, but I didn't think it was a message to Jake. I just thought it was math. Cause I remember a couple years ago out in Soldier Field, the Eagles scored a touchdown to go up 10. And instead of kicking to go up 11, they went for 2 to get up 12. And the thinking was, okay, well then like 8 plus 3 can't tie the game. Cause I remember talking with a Bears fan about it at the game. So I just like, we know they put a big emphasis on analytics. I just thought it was kind of like a math decision there where I didn't take it as a message to Jake.
So the theory would be the other team has to have 2 touchdowns, 2 2-point conversions and a field goal.
Did they even get them across midfield? I mean, it was just ridiculous.
But I will say this, in the pro-math argument, I will say you do see some wacky stuff, and obviously what happened with the help me out the game the other day that was crazy. Well, Seattle was crazy.
Yeah, that one. They were down 16 points.
Steelers-Lions was wild.
Steelers-Lions was wild.
Was
I mean,
two offensive pass interference, which was rare.
We saw an onside kick this weekend.
Oh, yeah, the Bears game that Matt, yeah.
Recovered. And by the way, that Bears win hurts the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're having this conversation in part because it's not an easier path to the
team. Oh, I was rooting for the Packers for like the first time in my life.
No question. And by the way, the Packers and Lions are in a death struggle to like who's going to back their way in. And it's probably going to be the Packers. Guys, the Lions are probably going to miss it. And look, they've had a tough schedule. But Lions have had a tough schedule.
They're taking a
but
dive
at some
lately,
point,
though.
At some point, you got to win a game.
Don't give up back-to-back 60-yard runs or 50-yard runs or whatever. Like stuff like that. Like they just every time Pittsburgh needed it yesterday, they got it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the Lions got to win too, and the Packers got to lose to. Like the Lions are going to miss the playoffs. I mean, that's just what it's going to be.
And people in Pittsburgh love Kenny Gainwell.
Well, he's
been great.
He's been great for them. Yeah. No, I'm happy.
He's
for
done
him.
Nice. Hey, Drew, good call, man. Merry Christmas to you, buddy.
Happy holidays, guys. Appreciate it. Go Bears.
Appreciate it, man. All right, let's get to the Bet of the Bone Award coming up in just 1 minute. Who starred for the Eagles game balls? We'll hand them out coming up in just 1 minute.
Injured at work or in an accident, nobody will fight harder for your rights than Pond Lee Hockey Giordano. They've recovered billions for injured workers just like you and fight for the maximum settlement you deserve. Led by Sam Pond and Jerry Lee Hockey, this powerhouse firm is built on grit. Jerry worked 16-hour shifts in a steel mill before becoming a statewide leader for injured workers' rights. Call Pond Lee Hockey today for your free consultation. You won't pay a dime until they win.
All right, so when they lose, and we got a little used to this late November, early December, it's blame balls. When they win, that's the kind we like. It's game balls. Either way, it's the Bat of the Bone Award. All right, in this case, 4 game balls. Sean Ritchie always has it so easy. He gets to go first. Sean Ritchie, game ball. Bat of the Bone Award. Who was a badass? Talk to us.
It looked so festive. It almost looked holiday-ish, you know, Christmas, New Year's, Hanukkah, all rolled into one. It was Saquon, man. Saquon was explosive. Saquon was, I don't know, doing things that were just so unlikely, defying physics once again. Is he down? Is he not down? Spinning like a top.
Yeah.
Not falling when he should. It looked like he finally got the whole thing together where the offensive line did a much better job of prying things open for him. you know, we've done a much better job of helping it force the defense to think about it a little bit more with the quick tosses and things like that. And with Jalen running it a little bit himself, that creates the optimal situation for Saquon. And we should be thankful it looks as great as it does, because we've got a little situation on the right side of our O-line. You know, that's going to be in flux. I don't know what's going to happen with the suspension now.
Oh, I don't think he gets suspended. He got kicked out of the game. I don't think he has a suspension.
No, it won't be suspended.
Okay.
Nah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Guaranteed.
All right.
Jalen Carter didn't get suspended for a game.
Yeah. He won't be suspended.
When there's postseason stuff, I've seen when they suspend you the next game forward,
He'll be fine.
All right.
Seltzer game ball to who?
Look, I apologize to Rhea because I think she was going to go this way, too. I think it would be disingenuous if Jordan Davis was not the second at least person taken. He was awesome.
Yeah.
And he has been great this season, like easily the best he's ever played. And the point John made before, it just stands out to me every game, is how like lively he is late in games. He's making plays late in games after playing a bunch of snaps. Just the difference between the stamina and physical ability of the guy, you know, a couple years ago to now is so impressive. And you know, he was one of the best athletes in the history of the combine for his size. Mm-hmm. Like, he is, and losing the weight, you're seeing that athleticism come out. He's especially with losing Jalen Carter the last few weeks, he's been so important, so good, and he deserves the flowers.
He has stepped up, by the way. Assist to Howie Roseman for locking in that fifth year when I thought it was crazy.
Yeah, Rhea and I didn't. Nope, just saying. Thank you. Two people on the show did not think it was crazy.
Okay, well, what we're talking about. Yeah,
throwing that out.
Blind, future
blind,
GMs.
Blind squirrel and nut and whatever that whole saying is. Rhea, game ball. Badass. Who?
I assume Jordan Davis would be taken before. Yep. I'm going to go with Brandon Graham. Three sacks and nine snaps. But what amazes me is he comes out of retirement and it's like, oh, Jalen Carter's not here. We're going to need you to move inside. He is just pushing guys back into the quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he's playing phenomenal, and like I'm so happy for him that he's not just coming, not that he came back, that he came back and he's playing well.
No, he's playing very well. He really is. Really nice job. Look, I got a couple big names written down. I'm actually going to pass by all of them, in part because they've all won this award many times, and they all get a lot of acclaim to varying degrees. So Quinion, I have his name written down, and Cooper DeJean. I've got Vic Fangio's name written down. I've got Jalen Hurts' name written down. All of whom merit strong consideration.
A.J. Brown's name.
And A.J. Brown. And you know what, James? He didn't complain.
Yeah, I thought about going with A.J. and giving him a crack. He was great.
He
made every catch you needed him to make.
He
was really good.
I'm going to go to the back end of the roster because this is a part game, but this is also more of a season award. I wanted the guy cut after a month. And they stuck by him, and then he actually became their backup running back instead of their four-string running back. And I want to give a game ball to Tank Bigsby.
Yeah, there we go.
Look, his first touchdown with the Eagles, the guy runs hard. He's done a really nice job this year throughout the season when spelling Saquon. I would say get ready for a lot more Tank Bigsby in the next 2 weeks. I think Shipley will be getting the ball over the next two. I think Shipley's going to get the ball a ton in the final game. And, you know, you don't want to kill Saquon here right before the playoffs. And Tank Bigsby, who could not catch a kickoff,
I'm kind of mad
to start the season, has done a nice job.
I'm a bit worried.
Dude, Shipley might not be on the team next year.
He had a rough game yesterday.
He's had a rough season, James.
Saturday, yeah, yes.
Because he got surpassed by Tank Bigsby.
There you go.
As your backup running back.
There you go. And and that's with Tank being completely incapable of doing special teams. Like,
no,
Tank is on zero special teams.
He was removed. We all saw.
Yeah. That it's just completely unacceptable, and he knows that. I don't think you last much longer unless you start making plays that allow you to stick out. And when does he have that opportunity?
Yeah. No, it's been a bad year for him.
Look over your shoulder,
yeah,
man.
Game balls to all those guys. And again, some assists to others because, you know, Fangio and Quinion on down the line, these guys are awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm not gonna lie. I was a little nervous because it didn't look as consistent as it needed to, but they looked pretty good yesterday.
Well, they did. All right, welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a holiday week, and we get to celebrate today for a few reasons. Number one, let's start first and foremost. The Philadelphia Eagles are back-to-back NFC East.
Back-to-back.
And, you know, Hugh, it's not easy to go back-to-back.
It ain't easy to go back-to-back.
There's a lot. We got a lot to unpack today. We don't have, obviously, a normal week here, so we're going to cram a lot in today. Your reaction at all, 215-592-9494. Merrill joins us an hour from now. Kyle, of course, behind the glass. But the game on Saturday, an Eagles victory. First half was choppy. But the second half, they really imposed their will. They knocked Mariota out of the game. The run game got going. I thought the Jalen Hurts touchdown pass to Goddard really ended the game. They won the game on that play. And then the Cooper DeJean interception.
Cool.
But Hugh, look, there's the game itself. Jordan Davis was awesome. Jalen played another really good game. Saquon, I thought that was his best game all year. Impactful catches from AJ, all that. But the big picture, Hugh, is the Eagles became the first team to clinch a division this season, and they are the first team since Hugh Douglas was in the locker room on the field to win back-to-back NFC East championships. It is a day to be proud here. It's a heck of a run, Hugh, by the Eagles, back-to-back NFC East champs.
Yeah, man, that's something to be proud of, but just this team is they're poised to do something greater, man. I remember back when we did it, you know, we were wishing that we were in the position that Jalen's in. Jalen's won a Super Bowl. Now he's got back-to-back NFC championship, NFC East champions, and now they're trying to get to another Super Bowl.
Yep.
I think, you know, he's been under fire the last couple of weeks. I think that his resilience has shown through. I think that the way that they played, they found their formula. You know, run the ball. Like, they found the run, the 21 cut touches for 132 yards. You got Tank Bigsby.
There we go. Now we're off and rolling.
Yeah, but the bottom line is this. Yep. You got the running game going, and that's the formula for this time of year. If you run the ball well, December and January, you got a good chance to make it to the Super Bowl.
You know what I've seen the last couple of weeks? We can all acknowledge they haven't played good teams, right? The Commanders are not good this year. The Raiders are terrible. But what I've seen the last couple of weeks gives me the most hope I've had for them in a while because, I think they found their formula, right? Their defense, even without Jalen Carter, has played excellent football. They're getting such good play up front. Jordan Davis, I mean, my goodness gracious, forget just a one-year, you know, fifth-year option by Howie. Give that guy a new contract, and he looks like a Pro Bowl right now. He has begun to look like the guy that was a first-round pick all those years ago. But the defense is playing at a super high level. They're running the football. They are not taking sacks. They're getting to the quarterback. It's starting to look like, and I know all these teams that we're going to talk about are good in their own way, but if you tell me right now that the standings hold the way they are, and the one seed and the two seed are the Seahawks and the Bears, I'm starting to get excited. For the first time all year, I see the path for this particular team this year to go do some damage in the month of January. 215-592-9494. Hugh, I want to give you one more reason, though, to be proud of the Eagles, besides just the NFC East thing, which is it's such a weird thing, right, that no one won this division in back-to-back years. The Eagles have been the best team primarily in that 21-year stretch, but just so happened to be not back-to-back division champs. That is awesome. They checked that box. But Hugh, you know what else they could do?
What's that?
Well, this actually, in some ways, this is even more impressive to me. The Eagles right now are the only team that won a division last year that is in first place right now. They might be the only team in the NFL this season to win their division in back-to-back years. Look at the other division right now. Who's leading them? New England in front of the AFC East. That was typically Buffalo's division. Pittsburgh on top of the AFC North. That last year obviously was won by the Ravens. Jacksonville leading the AFC South. That last year was won by the Texans. Denver atop the AFC West. We know the Chiefs had won that for years. In the NFC North, it's the Bears. Last year was the Lions. In the NFC South, it's the Panthers. Last year and for the last few years, it's been the Bucks. And then in the NFC West, right now it's Seattle. It had been the Rams last year. Hewitt, and if everything holds, if the standings hold the way they are right now for the next 2 weeks, the Eagles are going to be the only team in the NFL to win their division in back-to-back years. That's ridiculous.
Yes, it is, and it just shows you to the level of excellence that the Eagles have, you know, set for themselves.
And how hard it is to keep doing it.
Yeah, man, because you talk about the NFL, the one thing that they wanted when I came to the league and I used to hear a lot about was parity.
Yep.
And that's why free agency became such a big deal, so much so now that you have dudes being traded during the season. That was unheard of back in the day, 20-some years ago.
That was a long time ago.
You know what I'm saying, when I played NFL. But that's what it used to be.
Yep.
So now that you have parity and you have these championships and these division titles switch your hands all the time, the level of consistency that the Eagles have been able to display over the five seasons that Jalen has been here. Been to the playoffs every year he's been here.
Yep, and if you just go to the last two, I mean, again, they're poised to be the only team to win their division last year and this year. I mean, just think about that for a second. Usually there's three or four teams that repeat as division champs, and there's some turnover every year, but they're going to be the only one, and this isn't locked in yet. Things could change a little bit in the next 2 weeks, but right now, they're the only team from last year to win their division, and the only team of those teams that is in first place right now. 215-592-9494 to hop in. Let's react. Let's celebrate what they've done. Let's look ahead to what's coming up here. Next 2 weeks and then the postseason, we know the Eagles will be in as the NFC's champions. All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni after the game on Saturday, talking about the accomplishment of winning the East in back-to-back years.
You've got some guys who've won multiple or many division titles, but then you've got some guys who are winning the division title for the first time.
Yeah, it's always good when the guys experience that. You know, the guys that haven't won one experience it for the first time. That's always a gratifying thing. But excitement, you know, it's hard. It's hard to do this. Obviously, in this division, we've seen, you know, the data says, you know, it's hard to repeat as winners in this division. We're happy about that. We'll celebrate it. We've got a lot to clean up. And then, you know, we got a lot more goals on our mind.
All right, Sirianni talking about the accomplishment here. Jalen Hurts as well after the game Saturday night.
There are rare times. So something that we all need to soak in and relish in this moment right now and take it a day at a time as we always have. But keep the main thing the main thing. Keep the main thing the main thing. That's what we've done for 5 years since everybody's collectively been here. It's been my approach since I've been an Eagle. And I think as a team, you know, just the caliber of guys that we've been able to get with the mentality that, you know, where they come from and their backgrounds. And defensively, the vibe that they have and that continuity that they have and everything kind of coming together. We just want to continue to improve.
Well, they have. In the last 2 weeks, they're playing good football, and now they go to Buffalo.
Being all reflective and taking in the moment.
5 years?
Yeah, look at that.
Five years.
Never like right that. There. Mm.
Not like that. Not like that. Like, that was a little different. That was a little bit more reflective.
Well, he gets to say, he and the other guys, right, that they get accomplished something that a lot of great Eagles players and teams in the last 21 years have not, which is winning this division in back-to-back years. All right, Hugh, you starting to think the S word again? Or SB words again? Yeah.
He's like, S word? What do you mean?
Well, it was two words. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking about.
Not that one. Is your mind back on the Super Bowl?
I'm excited, man. I've seen a path yesterday of how this team can get it done, because I'm not going to lie, before this game, and I know it's the Commodores, I know who it is.
Yeah, they stink.
But I saw some continuity as far as some of the things that they want to do offensively. I saw a quarterback that looked real decisive in where he wanted to go with the football. I think the last couple of weeks, if you're being honest with yourself, one of the knocks on Jalen is that he looked like he held the football too long for a lot of the stuff, and it looked like he didn't know where he wanted to go. This week, in the last couple of weeks, it's looked like he's been more decisive. Even in that L.A. game against the Chargers, he looked like his decision-making was a lot quicker. And the bottom line is the running game has gotten going.
Well, it has. I see a formula now. I think they've found their way of playing football again. And you call it identity or whatever. They found something again. And it's working. And I want them to do it again on Sunday in Buffalo and bring this thing into the postseason. 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard. Let's react to the win. Let's celebrate this team winning back-to-back division titles. And again, could be the only team in the NFL to win their division last year and this year. And now we look forward to the postseason. Kyle, what are you feeling this morning?
One back-to-back down. One more back-to-back to go.
Yeah, it's hard to go back-to-back.
I mean, that was the most I've felt like the 2024 Eagles finishing up a game. That felt like a way that the 2024 Eagles would win. With Saquon sort of closing it out and just sort of wearing you down.
Tough running, man. Tough running he did yesterday.
Like, and, man, it was close. I know everyone was frustrated in the first half. If we remember back to last season, that happened a lot.
Yeah.
Like, first halves were tight. We couldn't score in the first quarter, like, ever. It was, you know, it was a little bit of a slog, but they wore you down because they were tougher. They were physical. Jalen was doing his thing. The defense playing really well, swarming everybody. And Saquon closing it out. Like, that was a 2024 Eagles win. And, man, it's got to feel so good for them, if you're them, saying, like, you know, that's a little bit of a weight lifted off your shoulders. They just accomplished something together as a team again. And now they saw a few go through. They beat up on a couple bad teams. The confidence is coming back. And, like, we talked all season about how there's not, like, one team that stood out from the rest of the pack. I think that almost benefits the Eagles because they have that pedigree. They have that experience. Like, this is the kind of year that a team could go back-to-back because they've been there, done that before. So it's the best I felt all season, I think, in terms of, like, wow, you know, what the heck? Maybe they can do it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think the last time I felt this good. It maybe September. I mean, like, you think about, they did win some good games in November, right? The Detroit game and Green Bay game were good wins, but their offense was really bad those nights. Their defense, and that carried them. I thought they got both elements on this past Saturday. Their defense was suffocating. I mean, and obviously when Mariota got knocked out, it's a third-string quarterback at that point. But their defense was awesome on Saturday. And the offense, it did the job. I mean, it really did. The passing game was good. It wasn't perfect, but it was good. And I thought Jalen made a lot of those kind of 9 to 14-yard passes. A lot of those to AJ kept moving the chains. And I thought his throw to Goddard in the front corner of the end zone was one of his best plays of the season. Being pressured, kind of moving up, but looking to throw, boom, touchdown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
15 down, 2 to go. Eagles beat the Commanders. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory! Woo! Woo!
Not bad.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory. Fly! Fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well, Ike, Eagles sit at 10-5. They are the first repeat NFC East champion since your day.
How about that?
With pretty much not totally locked into the 3 seed, but mostly probably going to get the 3 seed with a chance for the 2 seed. So what do you think of 2? And what do you think of rather the win on Saturday and where the Eagles sit right now?
Well, I got to tell you. Yeah. Listen, I sat here last week after that Vegas win.
Yep.
And I said, I'll take the win. It was a good get-right game last week versus Vegas. A nice shutout. But I needed to see more, and I wanted to see what they look like on the road against a divisional opponent, albeit a team that doesn't have a lot to play for.
Yep.
And let me say this. That game wasn't perfect Saturday night, but it was exactly what I needed to see. Because here's the thing. They got resistance in the first half, even though I thought they played damn near a flawless first half. Not a flawless first half, but damn near a flawless first half. Missed field goals and, you know, overthrow from Jalen to AJ. The fumble. Yeah.
From Will Shipley.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Will
from Shipley to open the game. Right. Yeah, we'll get into them special teams,
man. Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, I felt good even though we were down at the half. And then they came out and did what they were supposed to do in the second half. And here's the thing. It's not so much about who they beat. It's how they won. And to me, they are getting back to winning football games with the formula that has been successful for Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts and this football team. And that's playing good defense. That's establishing the run and taking your shots when they're there. And that's what I saw Saturday night. That's what I saw against Vegas as well. I'm telling you, Spike, that's the formula that we need to stick with, and you perfect that. See, here's the thing. When you're making a meal or a certain dish, sometimes the chef or the cook can get a little too cute, and they want to continuously add ingredients. Oh, let me take this thing, spice it up here. Let me add this to it to see if it'll give it a different twist or a different tang to it. You know what? It was an A-plus dish the way that it was. It wasn't a complicated recipe.
Didn't need any cilantro.
Didn't need all of that in there, man. Didn't need all of that. It got you an award-winning dish called the Lombardi Trophy. We're getting back to doing that, and we just need to perfect that. And it's starting to round into form. And Sunday will be the cherry on top that finally puts this city back in the right place mentally where we need to be. I know there's still some doubters out there. And I'm not saying doubting the team in a negative way. They just don't necessarily believe that we're good enough or playing good enough to go get our second Lombardi. I'm telling you, I saw enough Saturday to believe the formula is in place. We just need to continue to execute that the rest of the way. I don't see a legit obstacle in our way.
215-592-9494. By the way, today is the only day you're going to get the official WIP afternoon show. So if you want this week. So if you want to talk to us, it's got to be today.
Yep. Because we're out the rest of this week.
Yep.
Yeah, Bros is a nonsense show.
Oh, tomorrow. We'll get to that. You know what, Ike? You know what? I watched the game on
Saturday.
Come
on, Spike. Come on.
The Eagles this year are like...
You feel it.
No. They're like pretty good. I guess that's where I keep coming to. This team's not very good. They're not... Is there some sort of possibility they could get to the playoffs and everything starts clicking and they start... Sure, I guess. But there is as much chance to me that they lose in the first round that they go to the Super Bowl. All I've seen all year for the Eagles, and same thing I saw Saturday, was like pretty good. It smells like a Super Bowl hangover season. It pretty good. That's on Saturday. How'd they play? They played pretty good. You know, Jalen played well. The offense, the rushing game was pretty good in the second half. The defense played well. But I just
first of all, Jalen played better than Will.
He played well. Mm. Come on, like let's. I don't need to go We don't need to go overboard
no,
with it.
He played good. Coming from where we were.
I got to put it back in its proper position.
Here's an elite game manager.
I also saw some things that took a step back that were a little disconcerting to me from a penalty standpoint. Yep. Special teams is a concern. Just ask the Rams, who have probably lost three of their games this year because of special teams. Mm-hmm. I honestly, when I was watching that game, until Mariota went out, I was thinking to myself, we could lose this game. Now, when Josh Johnson goes in the game, they intercept that pass. Dan Quinn gives up on the game. It probably was the end of it then. But I just think back to this entire Eagles season. And this entire Eagles season, I don't think there's one game that after the game, I said to myself, man, this team looked really good. And that was the second Giants game. The second Giants game, they were clicking on all cylinders. The defense looked really good. The offense looked really good. They looked like a complete football team. At this point, like, the Eagles they're like, okay. They're a playoff team. They're okay. Mm-hmm. But anyone who's looking forward, I can't think about the playoffs and think, like, beating, how are we going to beat? Not just beat the Rams or whatever, right? You got to beat the Rams and then also probably beat the Bears or beat the Seahawks and beat the 49ers.
Well, I'm not going to beat all those.
Well, maybe.
Well, you don't got to win three.
Yeah, well, three of them, right. But you're going to have to beat three of those teams.
Yeah.
Could they be one of those teams on one day? Sure. Could they be two of those teams on 2 days? Yeah, I guess. Could they be three of those teams on 3 days, possibly two of them on the road?
Yeah.
I don't see it. Jack mentioned earlier, it just doesn't pass the eye test. They don't have it this year. They're not in that class of football team this year. I think they've done a good job by not letting the season crumble.
Yeah.
It hasn't become a disaster.
Yeah.
But it hasn't turned around in a way where I can look at the playoffs and say, yes, I believe in this year's Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'd be lying if I told you I did.
Yeah, well,
I just don't believe in them as a football team this year.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, and I'm trying to help you out.
Okay.
So you got to be a little open-minded.
Okay.
You got to be open-minded to –
yep.
This is good enough to win. This is good enough to win the Super Bowl. This team is good enough to win the Super Bowl. If they're going to play the way they played Saturday, defense has finally found their niche. We're still getting – we didn't have Jalen Carter. He's coming back.
Yeah.
The offense has finally found their groove with the running game, right? Two straight weeks, they've run the ball. Last week, they ran it with quantity, not as much quality. This past game, there was a lot of quality to their running, including continuing to run in the fourth quarter where you beat that team into submission to where you're giving up big runs late in that game. That's what we did to teams last year. We didn't come out of the gate getting 100 yards in the first half of games. No, we stuck with it, and Saquon would eventually break them in the second half, late in the second half, in the fourth quarter, because we leaned on teams with our offensive line, and we pushed bodies around to where Saquon, eventually those holes opened up for him, and he gets to that second level. That's what I saw Saturday. I'm not going to overlook the competition.
Yeah.
I'm not. But that was a team that came out, gamed, and was looking to play. Now, maybe when Mariota went out, they got a little deflated and figured, Josh Johnson, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's where they went.
And it seemed like when Quinn punted on that fourth and six.
Yeah, he definitely threw in the towel.
He threw in the towel, and it seemed like the rest of the team was not into that game
anymore. Until we went for two.
Yes,
and
until the fight.
Final drive of the game.
Are you guys, worried about them in 2 weeks?
They keep
laying the groundwork. 2 weeks from now, we got them again.
Here's the thing. Now, I'm not a big – first of all, nice celebration, too, after the game. Not over the top. They acknowledged the fact it was a hat and T-shirt game.
Yeah.
They won back-to-back divisions. I didn't need to see bottles of champagne popping in the locker room like the Phillies do, you know, when they clinch a division or what have you, or they win a round.
It's nothing to do with the baseball.
No. I'm just saying it was a nice, subdued celebration. It wasn't – they didn't poo-poo what they had done.
They showed the appropriate joy.
Yeah, but they also didn't go over top with it. And I was happy to see that. They realized that there are bigger things that they're playing for. They want that conference hat and T-shirt. And then they want that Super Bowl hat and T-shirt.
Yep.
Yeah.
215.
I don't have any division T-shirt at home.
Yeah, I don't.
I won five of them, I think.
Yes.
I don't think I have any of
Not
them.
Not one?
And not one.
All right. 215-592-9494. I guess the question is, the Eagles pass the eye test for you this year?
Yes!
In terms of, and they do not. I'm just thinking about, there have been moments this season, but there haven't been a lot of games where even that Saturday's game did not pass the eye test for me. There's really only been a couple of games this year. And when I think about a team winning the Super Bowl, having to win three games again, which they're going to have to do, maybe two of them on the road.
You know what it did for me?
What?
It gave me the feeling when we head up to Orchard Park this Sunday.
Yeah.
To take on Buffalo.
Yep.
They're in trouble. Buffalo.
You think?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That team has something to play for, too.
That's what's going to make it even better. That's what's going to make it even better. It's almost going to be like a Sunday night game. I've already checked the TV schedule and everything.
It's 425, right?
It's 425. But they put the Giants and the Raiders on opposite us.
Okay. So,
and that's the only other 4 o'clock game.
Oh, really? This has to be. There has to be Nance for Roma.
Well, because there's games Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, so they had to split the games up.
All right,
we're getting that. I don't know. Is it a Fox game or is CBS? I don't know.
I need a Roma. Is it Josh Allen game too?
All right, 215-592-9494. When you're thinking about the playoffs, thinking about moving forward, did the Philadelphia Eagles, the 2025 Philadelphia Eagles, pass the eye test for you? Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's
Come
up, Corey?
On, C.
Of course, like let's not act like last year you was all bought in going into the playoffs. Let's not act like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes me feel good, because it's very similar vibes. I don't know. Don't pass the eye test. I don't care about none of that. We play who on the schedule? The Commanders showed up. That's an L. You know what I'm saying? You said 20-16 on Friday. We really beat them. And we being real, we really beat them 29-10. But we put Nicki Minaj's booty out there,
Well, they had booty out there at quarterback too. I mean, like let's be honest.
The game
was a competitive game until Mariota went out. And if you want to take away touchdowns, we had one touchdown that was basically handed to us from penalties that probably wouldn't have been a touchdown anyway. So I don't know. There's no way, Corey, that you watched that game and you said to yourself, that right there is a Super Bowl.
How the hell are you going to tell me what's no way when I'm telling you?
Because you're too smart of a football guy. That's why.
Because I don't believe you.
Because y'all sit up here and y'all say dumb stuff and y'all say there's no way.
It's the holiday season.
I said you say dumb stuff. I never questioned your, intelligence. I say you sit up here. Last year, it was the same thing with y'all. Oh, the team don't look good, this, that. All I know is next week, Orchard Park, like Ike said, they in trouble, right? We want to talk about start lines. Let's talk about that guy's stat line yesterday. You know what I'm saying? That's all I know.
Well, they won the game.
You're right.
They won the game.
You're right.
Superman.
Make sure you keep that energy all the time, Spike. That's all.
But that's not how I talk. And you're the one bringing up Josh Allen. That's not what I say. It's what you say.
I know, so I'm bringing up what you say. Bring up his stat line, right?
Yes, he didn't play well. He did not. Josh Allen didn't play well. I'm a grown-up enough to admit.
Almost broke his foot.
I don't know. Are you? You know what I'm saying? He played terrible.
Yes, I am.
All I know is, I can't tell. All I know is yesterday or Saturday when we played the Commanders, it was a close game, a little bumpy start, you know what I'm saying? Missy Elliott out there missing kicks. Special teams didn't look good. But we got it together. This is a divisional battle. You know what I'm saying? Come postseason, this team gonna be rolling. You know, we probably gonna play this week, get a W. I don't know if we gonna rest guys week 17 or week 18 or not. You know what I'm saying? I hope they.
If that two seed is still on the line. We're not resting.
Yeah, we not. Right. We might not be able to.
Yeah,
you know.
I don't even know.
I hope they don't. Because I want them. I want them to get as many reps as possible. Because whoever we get, 49ers, Green Bay, Filet, you know what I'm saying? Whoever it is, it's gonna start. Saquon looking good. Tank Bigsby. How many times Tank Bigsby got to show y'all he need more carries? Like, he keeps showing you every week. Give him the ball more. Like, Saquon Barkley, you got him. If you got Tank Bigsby and then you got a more fresh Saquon, come on, man. Jalen Hurts, he's starting to tote that thing out there, all right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He's starting to tuck it in and run a little bit. A.J. Brown.
Been listening to Spike.
Yeah, I wonder who said that.
A.J. Brown, Hurts. I see y'all dapping up, taking pictures together. See, that's all I need. I don't even care if you don't like each other.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even,
don't even care.
Listen, I told you Hard Knocks was a good thing for us.
That might have been your take of the year, actually. You might be right.
Yes.
You might be right. Thank you for the
just
call.
Just act Corey. Like you like each other.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
yes.
All good.
Yes. Well, because sometimes it's fake it till you make it. Sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Corey mentioned Jalen running the ball. I really, the last 2 weeks he's done it. I think it's a two-prong thing. One, there's the advantage of having the quarterback run the ball and what it does to the defense. But two, I saw this more in this game than the Raiders game, is he's just making the decision to do it quicker. You know, that rather than hanging back in the pocket and letting everything sort of break down, it seems like and you know what advantage that gives him? It gives him the advantage where he can get around to the edge and he can get out of bounds and not get hit.
Yeah.
Because when you look at a lot of his runs against the Raiders and against the Commanders, a lot of them ended up with him running out of bounds. And yeah, I
think
earlier in the season we sort of saw he was having trouble getting around the edge. That's when those runs don't work. But when he makes that decision quicker and doesn't give the linebacker the chance to see what he's doing, you know, when he just decides to go rather than to dance around sort of on the side. And mm-hmm. I think it's good for the football team. I think if they end up winning in the playoffs, it's going to have to be with Jalen Hurts running a good bit. He had seven runs this week.
And how many called quarter? How many design runs?
Two or three, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Most of them were scrambles.
Okay.
But there were scrambles when he's deciding quickly to do it.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
When his man coverage is easier for him to take off.
Yeah.
Because he realizes the defense has their back turned to him.
Right.
And he can take off when he sees that man coverage. Yeah.
215-592-9494. The 2025 Eagles, they passed the eye test for you from a Super Bowl perspective. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jagged Baby, Happy Monday. What's up?
What's up, Yoshi?
What's popping?
What's happening?
Before we go any further, what's in happy holidays to y'all? I'm on vacation too, man. It seems like I'm always going on vacation when y'all go on vacation. We be hanging out and don't be hanging out. Happy holidays, my brothers.
Happy holidays, yo.
Yes. Hey, I swear, man, Wilson, I be looking at your Twitter, and I be looking at my, I be like, man, me and Ike be on the same page where we be talking during this daggone game. That's my boy right there. You know who didn't pass the eye test? Baker Mayfield.
No, he's played poorly. Guess who's grown up enough to admit it?
Oh, man, hey, it don't matter. Wilson, I'm glad you're a grown man. Me too.
Yeah.
You know what? Hey, I think they rounding into form at the right time, baby. What's
they
name? Top five toughest schedule, what's name, in the league this year. Coming from playing the most games out of anybody except for a team that didn't make it. Like we about
they
to
do
make
not
it
have – just I want to clear something up. They don't have a top five toughest schedule. They have like the 11th toughest schedule.
Well, coming
in,
they did.
Coming in, yes. Yeah. But looking back on it.
Coming in, Spike. God knows. Well, you got the hate on everything.
Well, do you want to talk about the teams that they played or the teams you thought they were going to play? They had the 11th toughest schedule in the NFL. You know who had a tougher schedule? The Rams. You know who had a tougher schedule? The Seahawks. You know who had a tougher schedule? The Bears. Like,
Well,
I'm just telling you, they did.
Who else, though? What's the name you named?
The Giants.
Name all of them. Go ahead. Name all of them.
I don't need to name all of them. I'm just saying, we don't need to lie.
Exactly. You name the teams that you think going to beat them. I knew that's what you was going to do. You was going to stop at the two teams that you thought was going to beat them, the Rams and Seattle, who you've been harping on since last Thursday's game. What's the name? Look, man, we getting right at the right time. They playing like they supposed to play. That's why the run game is looking better. 100, almost 200.
Oh, they're
yards
beating up on Little
week.
Sisters of the Poor. What are we talking about?
Shut up. You scared
to fight. Wake me up when they beat Buffalo. Can we be a grown-up city?
Somebody.
You just won the Super Bowl last year.
Keep on going.
I'm sick
of
this city.
Saying, I'm happy with what this team's doing. We're getting right at the right time. Let's get in the car. We two pimps from Detroit. We reeling again, baby. BC,
yes,
throw the horn. We still going. Like you said earlier, they just got to keep cooking. The right people are in the kitchen. They putting a little bit more ingredients in there. Let's just keep cooking. I'm so proud of Jordan Davis, too. Everybody
was awesome.
Talking bad.
Oh, man.
He's a dog this year, boy. I'm so happy with what he's doing. He just got, man, and we got players coming back. Come on, man. I like what this team is doing. And we ain't going to be mad at them. All right, that was a good fight on Saturday night, all of them except for the last one. But I'm going to tell you one thing, boy. Did you see Alicia Baumgartner walk around that pool before her fight, boy?
I didn't. I got to tell you, Yoshi, I was in and out, man, on the fights, man. I was in and out.
All right. boy, she had on a suit, boy.
Yes.
Boy, oh, my goodness, boy. I mean, what,
I hear you. I also was sitting there with Renee watching this, too.
Yeah. Oh, I giving measurements like Jet Magazine. Yes.
Well, doesn't seem to matter in Yoshi's house.
It doesn't even matter.
No, no.
It don't matter, God bless man. What's that? I had to go. I had to. Look, I mean, I got a daughter that's 30-some years old. Man, I can't even feel right. I'm too old and too young to be liking anybody. I love them all. But, hey, man, we're going to go up one thing today on Buffalo this week. And we're going to take that game, and then Spike going to feel a whole lot better next week. He needs to see Jalen and the Philadelphia Eagles beat somebody with a name. You know what I'm saying? What? So you're going to feel better after that Buffalo
good.
Win, ain't you?
We getting Jalen Carter back this week?
Yes. Possibly. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Lane too. Both of them coming back. We're about to be rolling, man. We're about to be rolling. And, again, I love your age. Before I'm on my way out the door, I'm 60, almost 70-some points up. 3 years in a row, boy. God almighty. Hey,
shouldn't even be in the league.
In the championship game again?
Shouldn't even be in the league.
Hey, 3 years in a row, I'm about to play a juggernaut. Ain't no
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to win or not. But, hey, man, 3 years
I
got to
be honest with
row,
you, Yosh. Jack got killed this week. I'm rooting for you, man. I'm rooting for you this week.
No, we can't. Another Mickey entry into the league.
I was rooting for you last night, too, when you beat that little boy up you played. What was his name? Brett?
Who
you beat last night, Brett?
Spike, yep. Yep.
Oh, all right. All right. Everybody's beating up on me. I'm hanging up on Yoshi. Hanging up on Yoshi.
Yeah.
You know what? He mentioned Jordan Davis, who has played great the last couple of games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm hoping for Jordan Davis is that he sees the difference that taking care of his body makes. And he feels like he understands the difference in how it feels going from your body, treating your body one way to treating your body the other way. Because it can... I know I'm not a professional athlete.
Mom,
I remember when I lost weight.
You're kicking it in. Yes, sir.
And
yeah,
when you all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, this feels so much different. And then you start craving doing the things that you do to make you feel better.
Yeah.
And I Jordan Davis has had the best season of his career. He came in great shape. And it should be noted, we're in week 15 and he's playing great.
Man, well, man.
You know, so.
He plays all three downs, man.
Yeah.
Man, no, it's I agree with you. You hope he takes this and builds off of it, and man, we could have, oh my God, can you imagine both of those guys there for the next,
my God.
I don't know, 5 years? I just take for the next 5-6 years.
Would be crazy.
Of Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter?
Would be crazy.
Man.
Have we ever seen anything like
those
two guys at the same time?
No.
I don't think so.
I mean, you'd have to go back. You're going back Reggie and Jerome, right?
Yeah, but I'm thinking tackles.
Right. Well, yeah, and Reggie was an end and a tackle.
Reggie,
you're right. No, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Just saying two D tackles? Nah.
Yeah, I can't think of
it. I mean, Hollis and Corey were pretty good.
But not like
this. No, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
215-592-9494. Eagles 10-5 with Buffalo on deck. Do they pass the eye test for you this year? They do not for me. Ike says they're getting
don't
there.
Don't sleep on the Tank now. The Tank played 14 years.
Oh, I'm not sleeping on Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now Corey, big ass.
Yeah.
He had more talent, but.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.